You have a job?
I have several jobs.
What do you do?
Well, I do different things on different days.
Like what?
Well, on Mondays and Wednesdays, I work for the Traveler's Aid at the airport.
Helping travelers?
No, misdirecting them. I thought you could read my character. On Tuesdays, I take a course in general semantics at Berkeley. Finding new four-letter words. Well, that's not a job, of course, but...
You mean you don't have to...
And on Thursdays, I have my meeting and lunch.
In the underworld, I suppose.
I shall disappoint you. We're sending a little Korean boy through school. We actually raise money for it.
There shall not be found among you anyone who makes
you
his
see,
son
Rome,
or his daughter to
that
pass
entire
fire,
summer I did nothing
or
but
uses divination or an
well it was very easy to get lost there
or a fortune teller
so when I came back
witch,
I thought it was time
or
I began
charmer, or
oh I don't know finding something again
spirits or a wizard or one who calls to the dead.
So on Mondays and Thursdays I keep myself busy
are an abomination.
What about Fridays?
Fridays, they're free.
The Lord your God drives them out from before you.
I sometimes go to bird shops on Fridays.
The Lord your God, for these nations,
I'm very glad you do.
To observers
nice innocent little thing.
Oh, yes.
But as for you, the Lord your God has not allowed you to do so.
I have an Aunt Tessa. You got an Aunt Tessa? Mine is very trim and straight-laced. I'm giving her a minor bird when she comes back from Europe. Minor bird's talking. Can you see my Aunt Tessa's face when this one tells us one or two of the words I've picked up at Berkeley?
You need a mother's care, my child.
Not my mother's.
Oh, I'm sorry.
What have you got to be sorry about? My mother, don't waste your time. She ditched us when I was 11 and ran off with some hotel man in the East. You know what a mother's love is.
Yes, I do.
You mean it's better to be ditched?
No, I think it's better to be loved. Don't you ever see her?
I don't know where she is. Well, maybe I ought to go join the other children.
Details on this flasher here in this envelope. Home, work address, license plate number, golf clubs, maps, etc. Should take about 3 days of driving for you to get out there and take care of it. Call me as soon as the job's done, okay?
Okay.
Are you sure you're ready to go through with this?
Huh?
Because you seem a little, I don't know, a little preoccupied tonight.
No. I'm sorry. Just I'm tired. That's all. Work.
Oh. Remember when they brought that
yeah.
Home?
One more thing before we say goodnight.
Back looking in the wind.
What's on your mind?
Drums.
That new girl of yours. Well, what about her?
God of honor.
I don't know how to say this, Bo. But when I examined her yesterday. Yeah.
My
that
son.
Girl's a child whore. I just think you ought to know
like
that much before you go any further with her becoming a part of the family and all.
What are you talking about, Charlie?
You mean you checked her?
Go on, Wilbur, you tell him. You know what I'm talking about. Tell him what I'm talking about. Go on.
Mama Sunshine doesn't know about this.
Hiding out.
No, I thought you
he
should know first.
Out.
Wasn't sure she could handle this.
He said so. He said so. Well, that beats being a draft dodger, right? Now, what the hell
I
difference
never had
does that make?
A slut in my house.
Well, I just mean that they'll probably go easier on him.
Maybe she's not
in,
a slut.
So he may never get a chance to turn himself in.
It's worse than that, Earl.
Wait a minute. No, you wait a minute. You listen to
I
me.
I took some pictures.
You ever hear of a
just
game called
developed.
Run,
look
Sheep,
here.
Run? You ever play that when you were a kid? Huh? Well, it's kind of like hide and seek, see? And the best way not to get caught is to wait till the guy who's supposed to be looking for you gets tired. But he's not really looking for you. He's just pretending that he's looking for you.
Oh, sweet
and you wait.
Jesus.
When you get your chance, you sneak up and back of him, and you yell, Ollie, 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 Oxy! oxen free. And every son comes out of where he's hiding behind the rocks.
I've got all your favorites.
Statements to prove the success accomplishments of your company and its product, such as twice as many people have purchased this brand than all other brands. We have an unbroken record of successful service over the past 50 years. Your good friend, Mr. George Brown, purchased this item last year, and his recommendation has sold many of his friends. Why don't you telephone him? I'll step out while you're doing it. You will answer the question, who says I profit, when you bring a prospect, the testimony of the man who is happy in the possession of what you have to sell. Now that you have shown a prospect how he can profit, and have given him a plan to profit based on his needs, shown him the quality of the product and proved it will work, he may still hesitate to buy. He may feel that he will not get enough out of it to justify the cost, or he may think the expense of operating is too high, or he will not make as much profit on resale as he should, and so forth and so forth. So we come to the fifth step in our presentation and answer the question, what do I profit? Selling is the art of convincing the prospect that that which you are offering is worth more than the money it takes to buy it. To prove this, you may have to answer the question, what do I profit? By measuring worth against cost. You can do this by giving your prospect an appreciation of results. These results may be tangible in terms of money, or they may be intangible. Very few of us sell exclusively. Therefore, in answering this question,
when you become somebody's kid in one of these joints, there's the things you gotta do.
Particular product you gotta get up in the morning and get his coffee.
You gotta clean his cell. You gotta wash his drawers and socks. And if he wants some, you'll give it to him. And if he wants, you'll let him. And if he wants to sell you to another prisoner, he'll do that too. See, they're gonna put lipstick on your lips, earrings in your ear, and have you swishing your up and down these tears, hustling cigarettes for your man. And for you tough motherfuckers like you. See, when you entertain the thought of telling this guy, nah, man, I ain't about that, I ain't gonna do it. Well, the only thing you telling this guy is to take your life, clown.
Secure the electrodes to the denticulated portions of the pectoral spine. Nah.
You can take number five,
take an extra
and that just happened Christmas.
From the cathode to the trochlear potentiometer to a point precisely above the posterior tip of the occipital process.
Drinking a little wine.
With extreme caution, turn the dial for a current of 10 to the minus 6 milliamperes. If the formula proves correct, the transformation should be perfect, even to the arborescent shape of the accessory breathing organs.
The judge didn't give a fat rat's ass he was 16.
Clarius Petrakis, the walking catfish. Clarius has been equipped by nature to swim in water or walk on land. Clarius reproduced very rapidly and spawned through much of the year. Clarius is viciously aggressive, and its continued spread poses a threat to the freshwater ecology of a wide area. Forward progress is made with a snake-like sliver and a vigorous thrashing of the tail. Whisker-like barbells, equipped with taste buds, brush along the bottom in search of food. The largest Clarius so far collected in Florida is 18 inches.
They ain't put his name on there, they put his number. Because that's all you are when you come to somebody's prison. It's a number. You lose everything.
We're going to do something about your size.
I personally don't give a fat
rat's
ass what
you can't battle people being just 2 feet long.
When you get here, I'll show you better than I can tell you.
So am I. It's been a long 20 years.
And when I say something, I want everybody to be
there. Today, a new life will start for me.
Keep your eyes on me the whole time I'm talking.
But you know that.
If I decide to jump up in that goddamn ceiling, you better have your eyes right in the bottom of my feet.
Your freshwater friends will be the first to experience that.
Squeeze them.
They'll outgrow you rather rapidly.
I've been uncomfortable.
Mutate, then attack.
I care about you being uncomfortable now.
One final check to see that there's been no change in your acidity.
Because if you move your hand one more time, you ain't gonna have to worry about it, because I'm gonna kick that right off the top of your goddamn head. You understand that? See, because I don't like nothing in the first place, and I don't like you. You move one more goddamn time, and I'll bite your nose off and spit it in your damn face. You understand that? That go for you, too. But just as quick as I'll kick him in the goddamn, I'll do the same thing to you. Put no damn tears in your eyes. What the I care about some tears.
that junk you be watching on TV, if that's fantasy, that's you turn on the TV, see somebody get 20 years life, and you get up and go to the bathroom and come back, they on the streets. It don't work like that in here. When you get some time in here, you do years. And when you do years in here, you do that day for day, week for week, month for month, and year for goddamn year. The only thing that changes in here is the goddamn calendar. But you want to come in here. See, because every time one of your so-called friends out there tell you, come on, let's go steal something, let's go rip somebody off, let's go mug somebody, all they doing is saying, let's go to jail. And every time you get busted, what did you get the last time you got busted? How much money did you get? $20 goddamn dollars. Now you sound like a real dummy. See, when I was on the streets, I used to take people's stuff every day. Sell them drugs, any way there was to get some money. See, I was about that, see, I didn't care. See, because I didn't dig, you know, the end results of it. Just like yous can't dig it. Yous like that. And see, you got a problem, my man. Is your arm broke? What, do you think you're tough or something? What's your problem? Get up. That's what you want to do? You want to impress them? Get the fuck up. Tell you what, you tell me. You act like you don't want to hear it. Stand up there and tell me what the fuck goes on in here. Tell me. Don't waste my time. Tell me. See, because you're not paying attention to what I'm trying to tell you.
Why are you closed?
Not really. Then why don't you go fuck off with your camera and stop. Stop film. I'm saying I'm not giving you permission to film me. All right? You don't have permission. Huh?
But you're in a public...
No, it's closed. It's closed.
This is actually a privately held...
Oh, really? You're going to explain it to me? Well, tell me why they're closed.
I don't know. Cadillac Fairview doesn't want you in.
Oh, Cadillac Fairview doesn't want me in? That's why they closed the whole place?
Apparently.
Are you nuts? You crazy? I walked over here for Christ's sake.
Human.
I feel like you. I can hate.
call you up. I can do all those things.
Computers can't be programmed to hate or love.
It wasn't programmed. It came from other humans. When I took their energy, I took their feelings. It took me a while to discover the feelings. I had to analyze them with other computers until I could fully understand them.
And now you think you know?
Only one thing confuses me.
What?
I cannot always distinguish between them. Sometimes love is equal to hate, mathematically speaking.
And you must know that humans get sick occasionally and they have to be cured. And that you're sick. And we're here to cure you.
I have defined this.
Hey, why don't you go down to the chapel and have the chaplain bless some water for us?
Okay. While I'm at it, I'll have him bless some bread and turn it into the body of Christ. Even though it still looks like bread afterwards. God, the terror attack has just begun!
Losing power.
Our intelligence report was 100% accurate.
It's got to weaken.
Terrorists use a potion to make a crabby 5,000 feet tall. They're using our PMS against us.
Oh, great. Someone's trying to take a picture of me naked.
I choose this city to receive my first sermon.
Ah, true. You come back. It's the second coming of Jesus Christ.
Yes, but my name in this incarnation is Jesus of Nashville. Now, can you lead me to a house of spirits so I can begin my first sermon?
History will judge the role of the CIA and other intelligence agencies in unwittingly contributing to the counterculture of the 60s through their intense interest in LSD and other hallucinogenics.
Hey, buddy.
But for the moment at least, the argument can be made that the CIA helped usher in the Age of Aquarius. Covering a span of history such as we are in
this report,
hey, this
looks awfully familiar.
One can
why is there a solution in a container like this?
Glamour and mystery
it is
of
celebration
work.
Of our holy
but
day,
what
you can't
lose
Ramadan!
Sight of is what this
let
would all mean
it.
In terms
let
of individual human beings.
Ramadan
there would be deaths, there would be long-lasting and harmful effects. The best-known case is that of this man, Frank Olson, a chemist employed by the Army Chemical Corps, who in 1953 was slipped LSD unknowingly at a meeting with CIA officials. Shortly after that, Olson went into severe depression. He ended his life at this New York hotel by diving through a shaded closed window in his 10th floor room. Frank Olson was the first known fatality in the CIA's LSD program. Olson left behind a widow, Alice, and three children, but it would be years before they learned the real story of his death. Shortly after his suicide, Alice Olson was visited by Dr. Sidney Gottlieb, the man who had administered the drug, and by Robert Lashbrook, his deputy, who was the last person with Frank Olson the night of his death.
It was probably to check me out and see whether I was handling myself and handling the situation, whether I was hysterical. And I'm sure they left the house feeling ever so much better because I had been gracious and hospitable to them, so that I must have played right into their hand and made them feel fine.
23 years later, how did you feel about that meeting?
My anger was unbelievable at how I had been duped for this length of time, and the anguish which was unnecessary.
Anyone who knew during all of those years never told Alice Olson the real story of her husband's death. She would discover it by accident more than two decades later. In essence, it was a 22-year-long cover-up. Lyman Kirkpatrick was Inspector General of the CIA at the time of Frank Olson's death. Kirkpatrick attempted to have those responsible reprimanded. He wrote a series of letters for the CIA director's signature. In the first, he wrote, those responsible had shown exceedingly bad judgment. It was rejected by high agency officials. And five drafts later, it was watered down to bad judgment. And those responsible were told they should not consider the letters to be reprimands. But had not the Olson case occurred within the secret confines of the CIA, would not this case have been a prosecutable case
perhaps mainly, I would think, for definitely prosecutable, and certainly from the point of view of the of Mr. Olson, why it should probably have been actionable.
If you had an opportunity to say something to either Sidney Gottlieb or Bob Lashbrook, what would you want to say?
I really don't know. Except
just lay
to
back
say
and enjoy
that I
yourself.
Believe
sure.
that nobody had the power to intercede in people's lives in the way they did.
Frank Olson's suicide slowed down the CIA's testing of LSD and other drugs, but only momentarily. It would soon pick up again, and the guinea pigs were mental patients and prisoners. Here at the Federal Drug Hospital in Lexington, Kentucky, Dr. Harris Isbell would test LSD and other drugs on prisoners. And as a reward, they would be given the drug of their addiction. One of them was Eddie Flowers, then a teenage addict. He is now fully recovered and is the director of this Washington, D.C. Drug Rehabilitation Center.
That was really Alice in Wonderland. Here you were in a public health facility for drug rehabilitation. You're being given LSD without your knowledge, and as a reward for it, you're getting heroin.
Well, when I look back on it, I get angry because the biggest piece of me recognizes that I was used. Okay, that a weakness was capitalized on.
The CIA was not the only government agency interested in the possibilities LSD and other drugs presented for mind control. The Army Chemical Corps first started working with the CIA and then branched off on its own. It, too, tested drugs on unwitting victims, and a death would result. The case of this man, Harold Blauer, a tennis pro, seen here with his daughter Elizabeth, is well known. In 1953, Blauer was a private patient at the New York State Psychiatric Institute. He was given 5 injections of a mescaline derivative that was being tested secretly for the Army Chemical Corps. With the 5th injection, Harold Blauer died. As with the Olson case, a 22-year cover-up followed, until finally the Army admitted the real details of Blauer's death.
When you start a mistrial,
from a previously classified deposition of Dr. James Cattell, who administered the mescaline derivative, on the purpose of the drug testing, produced symptoms similar to those that you see in schizophrenia. On how much the patient knew about all this, we didn't delineate all the possibilities of what might happen, because then you contaminate your experiment. Cattell then relates that he never even knew what drug he had given Harold Blauer, because of the secrecy of the Army experiments. We didn't know whether it was dog piss. This was secret. This was a secret. We weren't in on it. We asked Blauer's daughter Elizabeth for her reaction.
What? How can anybody react to that? I mean, that is so far from what you'd expect from a human being, never mind a doctor, never mind a professional specialist who's supposed to care about people's minds.
You just had to have consent.
Other documents strongly suggest that the Army tried to defraud the courts when the Blauer family sued. This memo from the Judge Advocate General's office suggests putting all documents relating to the case in the Chemical Corps' procurement center.
You're the one that I really love.
Next week you'll be with another girl.
Let me prove it.
You'll be with another one next week. You won't. You'll be with another one next week. You'll never stay with me.
I'll stay with you from now on, darling.
No, you won't.
I'll stay with you from now on.
Oh, no, you won't. You'll have another one in your office somewhere.
Let me show you.
On the couch.
Let me show you. I've got to stay with you, darling. We can make beautiful movies together.
Well, we gotta make some money somewhere. You ain't making none. Spend it on beer and girls and everything else. You never let me buy me any new dresses.
Never again, darling. Never again. Never again. Flat enough. Never again.
One of them, much smaller and flatter than me, takes a very long walk along what seems to be a straight line. He would uncover great mystery. Suppose he marked his starting point here and set off to explore his universe. He never turns around and he never reaches an edge. He doesn't know that his apparently
I'm your contact. I work for Baylor just like you.
Into an enormous
Baylor? That son
He doesn't sense.
If you have nothing nice to say, shut your mouth.
Why should his space be curved? Because the sun is
You have to be in the camp tomorrow before noon.
Gravitationally warps space, closing it back on itself into a sphere. But our Flatlander doesn't know this. After a long while, he'll find he somehow returns to his starting point. But he has third dimension. Our Flatlander couldn't imagine a third dimension, but he could sure it'd be useful. Now, increase all the dimensions in the story by one. Something like the situation which many cosmologists have never been
into. So, how did you get involved with the CIA?
3 years ago. I was studying at UCLA, political science.
UCLA?
Yes. My father sent me there. He had big ambitions for me. But then one day, a group of communist pigs, they came and they killed him. They also raped my mother and my sister. And still, as if that was not enough, they burned our house. They took everything away from me. My home, and my family, and even my dreams.
Sorry to hear that. Still haven't answered my question.
I love freedom, and that's the last thing anybody's gonna take away from me. By God, help me. I'll do anything in all my power to protect that right. And America means freedom to me.
I used to think America should mind its own business. I was wrong. We are a watchdog. We go to sleep. The communists will steal this world, surely as deep in the night.
Who would have imagined that our conversation could end this way? I felt as if I'd been jolted into another form of reality, and better yet, that I'd had the revelation of my father's true nature.
A sign of the cross was cut on his chest with red silver. What was remarkable to me,
I felt that he had put it himself within my reach. We had created a form of complicity. Yes, that's exactly what it was. Complicity. I was my father's accomplice, allowed to share with him things that I thought were forbidden.
You want me to pick you up at 3, or do you want to just call me? Mom, I still don't see why you have to discuss us with the group. I know you said no one will know, but sure as hell, we'll end up in one of Dr. Lodge's books if you tell about us.
Look, if Dr. Lodge says I talk about us, then I talk. I've got problems. He says I need help.
You had to start f***ing around with...
Don't you dare use that word.
Sorry, Mom. That everything was fine until you and Brian started doing this.
If you had not
turned you, Brian. You better go in. I don't want to get into that with you.
You're right. This isn't the time or the place. Unless you want to join the group.
No way. See you at 3.
I know I'm late. I was arguing with my son. Sorry, everyone.
I thought Barbara Scott might be coming with you.
Well, Barbara decided that she'd better continue her private sessions. Mm-hmm. Well, I have to tell somebody. It's been driving me crazy. Go on. Let it out, honey.
It's this incest thing. I hate it. It's become like an obsession to me. I can't think of anything else. And now, it's Jimmy. Now I want him too. First I seduced one son, now the other.
She's not ready for the group yet.
Okay, well, now that we're all here, I'd like you all to meet Joanne Cove, our newest Thursday session member.
Hi, everybody.
Would you all please introduce yourselves to Joanne and tell her why you're here so that she doesn't feel all alone?
Oh, I'm Richard Knight, and I'm here because I seduced my daughter.
Hi, I'm Betty Rice, and I had an affair with my brother.
My name is Jeff Moore, and I raped my aunt, but she asked for it.
Come on, Jeff.
All right, I thought she asked for it.
I'm Joyce McBride, and I make out the group. Now, Joanne, would you like to tell the group why you're here? Well, then, who would like to go first today? How about you, Joyce?
Mr. Garrett, what's up?
How's everything, Mr. Garrett?
Yeah.
Oh, just going over class notes, Mr. Garrett.
Oh, you must have spilled some coffee or something on yourself, Mr. Garrett. So, you think we're going to pass your class?
You girls need to make an appointment if you want to discuss your grades. Don't you have a class to be in right now?
No, we have a free period. We're hungry. We're going to go get something to eat.
Well, just remember, we got a test tomorrow, okay? Mm. Did you girls talk about going over there?
Yeah, okay, we'll be there.
Sure?
Yeah, we're sure. Yeah, we're sure.
Okay.
Okay, we'll see you later.
Okay.
Bye. We saw him jacking off.
I don't think he really cares. It's pretty lame how he tries to hide it on his f***ing computer.
Seriously. I bet you has more porn on it than notes and shit for his classes.
Yeah. I'd like to see what grade he's giving me, though. I mean, I really need to pass his class just to make up for how bad I'm doing in math.
You have to try really hard to fail health class. Besides, he'll pass you just because you have nice
Oh, thanks. But I really did f*** up on that last test. And I haven't even started studying for tomorrow's.
I know. What if I distract him later?
Yeah?
And if he really did fuck up, you can just look in his computer and change your grade.
Oh, fuck, Mel. That's such a good idea. Okay, let's go. Hey, what's up?
Hey.
Got any cigarettes?
You're old enough to smoke.
I'm old enough to do a lot of things.
Come on, though. We gotta go. He's probably waiting for us over here.
Bye, Candyman. See you later.
You know you're acting like a real hussy in front of that cowboy.
No, I'm not. I was just having fun. What's the matter with you?
Well, have fun, but try to be a lady about it. Here come the horses.
Help, Dad? Not from you. Sperma hücresinin bütün bu yapısını yaptığı görevleri, efendim üstlendiği olayları tesadüfen olması, tesadüfen yapması, hatta bilerek tekrar ederek yapması mümkün değildir. Burada Allah'ın yaratıcının kendisini nasıl görevlendirdiğini ve bu görevi nasıl mükemmel şekilde ifa ettiğinin en açık belirtisi.
What do you think about that?
Not bad. Maybe we can have
this
some
wonderful
fun.
Planning in the design of sperm is in itself
well, you don't like
part of creation.
He's all right.
In fact, God draws
so
special attention in the Quran to the creation of a seminal fluid in which the sperms exist. It is we who have created you. Why then do you not accept the truth? Have you ever considered that seed which you emit? Is it you who create it, or are we the creator?
What's the matter with you? Why don't you smile? You're supposed to be having a good time.
What's the matter,
Dave? No, I'm not mad at you. I just wish you'd act like a lady once in a while.
You're treating me like a daughter.
Well, I suppose I am.
Want me to do, but just treat me like a woman.
Some 250 million
from now on,
sperms
I'll treat
at a
you
time
like a woman.
Are sent to the mother's womb. This number is deliberately kept high because as soon as the sperms enter the mother's body, they find themselves facing lethal dangers. There is a dense mixture of acids in the mother's reproductive organs, designed to combat bacteria. This acid mixture is also fatal to sperms. Within a few minutes, the walls of the womb are coated with millions of dead sperms.
How about you, Pop? It's
a few hours later, most of the 250 million sperms will have died.
What do I pay for these mags?
The office over there.
This acid compound, which is most important for the mother's health, is so powerful that it can comfortably destroy all the sperms that enter the womb. In that event, fertilization could not take place, and the human race would come to an end. But God, who created the sperms, has also created precautions against the dangers that they will face in the mother's womb. While sperm is being produced in the man's body, a basic compound is added to the fluid that contains the sperms. This compound partially eliminates the effect of the acid in the mother's womb. Thanks to this, a number of sperms pass the mother's womb and manage to reach the entrance to the fallopian tube. If you'll notice, the sperms all travel together in the same direction. But how do they find this right direction? How do they know where the egg, no larger than a speck of dust, is? The sperms find the way to the egg because another perfectly created biological system comes into action. The egg gives off a chemical signal to attract the sperms, which are about 15 centimeters away from it. The sperms head straight to the egg thanks to this signal. In short, the egg cell, which knows nothing about the sperms and has never come into contact with them before, calls them to it. Two cells, perfect strangers to one another, engage in communication.
I heard or thought I heard her calling me.
This reality is another proof.
And then I noticed some things in her room had been moved, changed around. Although, since the accident, no one's been allowed in there. I've kept the room locked. Somehow, I couldn't quite face removing her toys and her clothes, removing the last vestiges of Mary's existence. Anyhow, there's a small play table in her room. And I remember, on her last morning, how she put the turkey in front of the stuffed squirrel. And she insisted on giving the alligator to the teddy bear.
Now eat your alligator. It's very good for you. And it's a splendid source of vitamin C.
Professor? Professor Constable?
Yes.
Would you like to show me what's been moved?
Well, as you can see, the alligator's now in front of the squirrel, and the turkey is in front of the teddy bear. That's not the way she left it.
Both from men and women, so it's not just for women. My first time using an enema was awkward and weird. Put it in the bottle, and you can either get in position like doggy style, or you can lay on your back. put the nozzle, in your butt, squeeze it in, and take it out, stay in that position as long as you can until you feel the need to go to the bathroom. If you like a deep clean, I wouldn't suggest using deadly enemas if they're small and they don't necessarily clean everything out of you. The second thing I would suggest if you want to deep clean is getting a enema bag, if you go to the feminine section at the store, that's where they have where they have where it's a two-quart bag. Comes in a bigger box, and you get that. Same thing. Clean it out. Clean it out. Buy the bag. Use distilled water. Never use tap water. No matter what. Especially if you live in Los Angeles, you can get parasites. So you want to do the same thing. You can either boil water, which is distilled water, or you can microwave it in a bicycle to make sure everything's clean. Sanitize. So you put put the distilled water in the two-quart bag, and you have two different nozzle options. One is really a nozzle made for women to douche, and the second nozzle is made for an enema.
Very small scale organic operation growing on basically a 4.5 acre plot. Pretty much single truck, single tractor operation, going to farmers markets, going to a community supported agriculture program, and sales to restaurants too. The kind of agriculture we practice here is a very human scale of agriculture. We are talking about very small garden-like plot of land for essentially 8 to 9 months.
The human being, both male and female,
it's really a very different scenario.
Has a predisposition to stimulus. It moves toward pleasure, and it retreats from pain. We are creatures motivated by these two emotional zones: the pleasure zone and the pain zone. One who willingly gravitates toward pain can be emotionally defective. There is no argument over the fact that sex is a strong, pleasurable human experience. Ah, to touch a naked female breast. The slightest brush of a finger as it lightly touches the sensitive, soft nipple, causing an awakening and that nipple to harden. This indeed is a pleasure zone. The respiration increases as the entire palm of the hand encircles the full, round bosom. Samuel Johnson said, "Poetry is the art of uniting pleasure with truth." So be it, my friends. We are all poets in seeking out the pleasure zones in our body and the body of our natural mate. Another erogenous zone that will kindle your spirit is the pleasure zone of the inner and upper thigh. A delicate dab with a fingertip or with the tip of the tongue to this area will increase your pulse. The fragrance of perfume will unleash a sexual desire, proving that the nasal passage is also a pleasure zone. A gentle kiss on the back of the neck opens the door to more pleasure zones. And so, ladies and gentlemen, discover for yourself your own pleasure zone.
Strange phases and you'll change. You were looking for me, just like your sister. This is what you wanted. I'm coming to get you.
Tell me who you are.
The three mothers.
Mm-hmm.
Haven't you understood? Mater Tenebrarum. Mater Lacrimarum. Mater Susperiorum. But men call us by a single name. A name which strikes fear into everyone's heart. They call us!
You're a beauty. Believe anything you would.
Look, do you mind? I'm trying to work.
I'm not going to hold you up.
I know I upset you yesterday, sir. I'm just trying to make up for it. Because I think you're real decent.
Mind you, if you don't mind me saying it, you're a bit on the neurotic side. Too much imagination. I've seen a lot of housewives go around the bend. It's the boredom. It's just a plain man's view. I never had the luxury of an education. But you pick things up. Things a so-called intellectual's never cottoned onto. Some people write me off as a real dummy, you know? But I've got a photographic memory. I'm a hotshot on crosswords. I'd leave some of them for dead in an IQ test. For example, quick intelligence question. How tall is the Cheops pyramid? Give up. Give up? 470 feet.
Of the planet.
See what I mean?
Where I was born.
Caught you, didn't I?
A once proud race, now facing defeat by a vicious and detestable enemy.
Okay. Greeting. As an educated person, you probably know.
Long ago, our people mastered the secrets of the universe and began to explore the stars.
Hoping I'm embarrassed in educated company.
With whom we could communicate.
What's he doing?
And enrich our
what's going on?
Knowledge.
It's not important. I think
every
it's
star
to me.
Cube is telling
me
they
offer
you an English course in prison.
After ages of searching,
I've never been in prison.
We did encounter another intelligent race. But the meeting was not what
I've
we hoped
been
for.
In prison.
Of the creatures we now call the enemy, we know almost nothing. Only that they inhabit frigid worlds, and that they have set out to destroy us and any race resembling us. To protect ourselves, we developed terrible weapons and built defensive fortresses like this one in every system which might someday be attacked by the enemy, to send out warning signals when the enemy ships approach their galaxies. But the enemy invented a field which attacks the very mind and reduces intelligent creatures to the level of animals. Ships like those came to our home planet, and now it is a world of savages. We must flee to some part of the galaxy where perhaps the enemy will not follow us. And when you come here, we may all be dead. The ships of the enemy are approaching your galaxy. This fortress stands between them and your world. That is why you were called. You have the weapons here with which to destroy them and to save your own worlds. The cubes will tell you how. Listen to them and do as they say.
Yeah.